there's some things I can't give away, but
Ah.
there is a reason why Downton at Christmas is. I suppose it's fair to say that what we call the Christmas special, which goes out on Christmas Day here, is this year it is a much more Christmassy type of episode. Some of the things that are on the album are actually performed, in the actual show itself. So the Christmas special has always had elements of that time of the year, in it, but we have never really made a sort of big thing of it. Whereas this year we have made quite a big thing of Christmas.
Well, tell us about your experience with some of the more musical members of the cast.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I don't get involved on set when there is music, in picture. But on Downton Abbey, I have got involved in it right from the word go. So that anything, that needs a bit of, we've had jazz bands on the in set. I had to teach Shirley MacLaine to sing a song. In fact, I had to choose a song with her. That she wanted to sing. And then, in fact, I think I'm actually in one of the episodes playing piano for her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so that was fantastic fun. I had to, stay in the hotel with her so we could have time to rehearse. And, I enjoyed rehearsing over a couple of dry martinis with her.
Did she take you back to some of her previous lives?
She did.
Did she really?
Yes.
The way you invoke music of Elgar, the serenade in E minor for strings in particular.
That's a favorite piece of mine, yeah.
But your music sounds original. It pays tribute to those Edwardian and Victorian era composers, but it in no way seems derivative. And I imagine that must have been somewhat daunting.
It was daunting because, the music of the period is so. A lot of it was kind of very overwrought. If you put the Serenade of Strings to the actual pictures of Downton, it probably wouldn't work, even though it's actually such a brilliant piece of music. But what I've done is I've kind of simplified the harmony of that period. I haven't, it's not nearly as complicated. But I've used, in a way, the kind of the orchestration in some ways is quite similar. There's a lot of strings, there's a lot of piano. It's very melodic, but the music's very easy to mould. I needed to come up with something that I could mould around the dialogue.
How has Downton changed your life?
It hasn't, in many ways, changed it that much. I mean, partly because. I've been doing it now. I've just finished the fifth series. So that's, 5 years I've been doing it. And 6 months or more of the year is actually spent doing Downton. In many ways, it hasn't really changed my life all that much. It's just made me a lot more famous, really.
Well, deservedly.